Nedarim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nedarim Bavli, Daf Nun, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Amad Aleph, on the 15th line, Hanoide Min HaMevushal. Hanoide Min HaMevushal, Mao Shehe Muta B'Mu'usham, Mao Shehe Muta B'Matugan, Mao Shehe Muta B'Tavshal Shneith Bashal, Shneith B'Chamit Tveria. If one vowed from Mevushal, is he permitted in smoked food? Is he permitted in fried food? Is he permitted the food cooked in hot spring water of Tveria. I want to keep throwing Sharon Mu'ushan Moshe Boy Mishum Mishule Goyim, Moshe Boy Mishum Tavshile Shabbos, Moshe Boy Mishum Basavacholov, Moshe Yitavel Masses. One of Kisoran asked a number of questions. Smoked food, does the Issa of Bishul Akum in food that Gentiles cooked apply to it? Is one liable for smoking food due to cooking on Shabbos? Does the issa of cooking meat and milk apply to it? Does smoking food make it tevel, which means forbid it to eat in a snack form before separating masses, as cooking does? Rabban of Kisaron asked, if one vowed from smoked food, is he permitted in having a tavshil? Rabbi Abba Bar Yehuda, Shem, the base Rabbi Achi, Chavitza, Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Beis Rav Achi, said that chavitza, which is a congealed dish of flour, oil, and honey, Bishul Akum did not apply to it. This seems to follow Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the honey is primary, so it's considered something eaten raw. And one may use it for eruvei tavshilin because it's considered a cooked food. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, quoting Rav Chuna, said anything that's eaten raw, as it is, the Issa of Bishul Akum does not apply to it, and one is Yotze through it for Eruvei Tavshilin, if it was cooked, even through a Gentile. If one vowed from Mevushal, is he permitted in Aveh, which is a thick Tavshil? The answer is we learn from our Mishnah, if one vowed from Tavshil, he's forbidden soft things made in a pot and permitted to have Ava. If one vowed from Tavshil, he's forbidden roasted and shaluk, and he's permitted Ava. If one vowed from Mevushal, he's permitted roasted and shaluk, and all the more so he should be permitted are there. But yesh kavachime ben adoim, the Gemara asks back, where is there a kavachime in adoim? Well, it depends on Lashon b'nei Adam. Elakine tavshil, she'asa v'soli v'sholuk, muta v'aveh, v'hushol, she'muta v'soli v'sholuk, muta v'aveh. Rather, if one vowed from tavshil, he's forbidden roasted and shaluk, and he's permitted are there. If one vowed from v'hushol, he's permitted roasted and shaluk, and he's permitted are there. It's not a kavachim, but rather which is only what was cooked in water. Tani, asa b'had v'yoyth rakoyth shekein derech ha-royfe l'chol pita b'hen. The Bais says, if one vowed from Tavshil, he's forbidden to have soft gourds, because a doctor often orders the chole to eat his bread with them. Amar Rav Chista, asa b'beitza b'gorgeles shekein derech ha-chole l'chol pita b'hen. Rav Chista said, it's forbidden to have a roasted egg, because the doctor often commands a chayla to eat his bread with it. Umutu abeitza tramita rufitin. Our Mishnah says that if permitted to have a tamitan egg, it was boiled very much. Vedelas ha-mudsa amari chanina givendelas mara behen mamat kinoi soi berumtsa. Our Mishnah says that if permitted to have rumutsa gourd. Vista said this is a kind of bitter gourd and they sweeten it with hot ashes.